from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Lily Jamali. We begin here in Northern California with the latest on PG&E's new round of power shutoffs aimed at reducing fire risk. PG&E is scaling back its plan to shut off power to portions of 18 counties today. Still, by the utility's estimates, 150,000 customers here in Northern California may be affected. At a news conference yesterday evening, PG&E's chief meteorologist Scott Strenfeld said there are historically dry conditions in some places.
A climate station in Napa, which is called a Napa State Hospital Fire Station, has not recorded any measurable precip since September 15th. And the last time that that occurred was in 1905, to put that in perspective.
High winds are expected to subside tomorrow morning. Now to an update on last year's campfire, which nearly wiped out the town of Paradise. Crews have finished removing millions of tons of debris left by the fire that killed 85 people just over a year ago. The state-run program was the largest debris removal project in California history, officials said. In 9 months, contractors removed nearly 3.7 million tons of ash, metal, concrete, and contaminated soil from almost 11,000 properties in Butte County. That's twice the amount removed from the World Trade Center site after the 9/11 attacks. Let's go to Southern California now. Yesterday, students at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita were allowed to return to their school for the first time since last week's mass shooting by a student. Officials allowed students to visit briefly to collect things they left behind during that shooting, which left three dead, including the shooter. KPCC's David Wagner reports.
Balloons bearing the initials of two young victims flutter in the wind outside the campus of Saugus High School as students walk past TV cameras to pick up backpacks and school supplies. For some, coming back to campus resurfaces trauma from that day. Senior Dominic Cancino says he was close to the gunshots and feels those memories flooding back.
The way I would describe it is like a wall closing in, and you just kind of remember exactly what you hear. Everything you hear just comes back, just right away, in a snap.
For others, coming back is healing. Junior Bella Eng is meeting up with friends from the theater program to debrief.
It's really nice being able to connect with my second family in my second home, because even if my home is damaged now, it's still where I belong.
Classes resume next month, but students say it won't feel the same. For the California Report, I'm David Wagner in Santa Clarita.
Well, Governor Newsom has announced a series of reforms aimed at dealing with what one official is calling a crisis of oil leaks at a site near Bakersfield. Regulators are halting new permits for now for an oil extraction method that's been linked to a series of spills at wells owned by Chevron. Meanwhile, experts have been ordered to study conditions at Kern County's Cimarex oil field, site of one of the largest oil spills our state has seen in years. KQED's senior editor, Ted Goldberg, has been on this story from the beginning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ted, what prompted this move from the governor?
So Newsom has been under pressure from environmentalists for some time to reduce fossil fuel extraction in a number of the oil fields that we have in California. They have wanted him to put in place a moratorium on hydraulic fracturing or fracking licenses, and in a large part to do away from relying on the oil industry for California's energy.
Now, your reporting on one of California's biggest oil spills in decades was not about fracking, it was about a different kind of oil extraction, and it helped lead to this decision, I believe, by the governor. Talk me through it.
So the technique that we're talking about, they use high-pressure steam into the ground to break up rock formations to then pull oil out of the ground. And in the Cimarex oil field, which is near Bakersfield, in the last 6 months, that technique has been linked to a number of what the industry and the state refer to as surface expressions, which is a very boring and technical term, which means oil, crude petroleum mixed with water is coming up out of the ground. These surface expressions became illegal in April. However, companies, in particular Chevron, have not been able to stop them from happening. So what the state is doing is saying, for right now, new permits for that particular steam injection technique, we're putting those on hold. There's a moratorium on that. We have to figure out if this is something that we can do safely.
But there are still some changes with respect to how the state deals with fracking licenses as well, right?
Yeah, the state basically has announced that other oil well stimulation techniques, like hydraulic fracturing, fracturing or fracking, the more popular and controversial technique, those permits will then be moved to a bunch of independent experts. So the state will be relying on independent expertise to decide whether or not to move forward on those types of permits. At the same time, they've asked a state agency to investigate and review the overall way in which that they hand out these permits in general.
All right, Ted Goldberg, senior editor here at KQED News. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now to a story about how a group of activists is dealing with the housing crisis that's hit cities throughout our state. Here in the Bay Area, in West Oakland, a formerly homeless woman has moved into a vacant house as part of a protest against housing speculation and the region's vast trove of empty homes. KQED's Kate Wolfe went for a visit.
A cleaning company has arrived to tidy the inside of the three-bedroom house in Oakland that advocacy group Moms for Housing occupied earlier this week. They say the home, owned by real estate investment company Wedgewood Incorporated, has been empty for over 2 years, and neighbors see it as an eyesore. Now, Dominique Walker says she plans to live there with her two young girls. Walker says there are more than enough vacant homes to go around.
We believe that housing is a human right, and we're going to fight for that. We want to see all unhoused moms have shelter.
Walker grew up in Oakland and became homeless after leaving an abusive partner. Squatting is illegal in California, and Walker says she knows she could be evicted. The property owners couldn't be reached for comment. For the California Report, I'm Kate Wolfe.
Support for the California Report comes from Energy Upgrade California, urging Californians to keep it golden by saving energy through simple acts like adjusting the thermostat a few degrees. EnergyUpgradeCalifornia.org. Paint Care, now with 760 drop-off sites in California, where households and businesses can recycle their leftover paint. More at PaintCare.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems.
And that's the California Report for this Wednesday, November 20th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Lily Jamali. Thanks for listening.